And welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Meglia. Tom's a chartered financial consultant, accredited estate planner, and holds a master's of science in financial services. He's got over 27 years of financial counseling and coaching experience. Tom is also a Crown Ministries budget coach and is a business and church consultant as well. We'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call at 800-386-3700. You can go online to theeconomyofgod.com. Tom, we've got an exciting day ahead of us.
We do. The book's here.
It is here, and it's beautiful.
It is?
Yes. This is a beautiful book. It's the perfect size. The cover girl is beautiful.
The cover girl.
And I just can't wait to dive in and start reading. It looks so interactive.
Someday I want to meet her.
You will.
In heaven.
In heaven.
Tell us about the cover girl and the scripture read. Why don't you read it right off the cover?
Oh, yes. It says, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury, for they all put in out of their surplus, but she out of her poverty. But in all she owned, she had to live on." That's Mark 12:43, and that is our cover girl.
That's our
cover girl. The widow's might.
The widow's might. And she really emulates, Reba, the economy of God. She's in the Hall of Fame of giving in heaven. Mm-hmm. And I do want to meet her someday, because it'd be fun to say, hey, guess what? You made our cover 2,000 years after you did that.
That's great.
It'd be
fun
to mess with her a little bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, most cover girls wash up at about age 23.
About
here
this
she
one.
Is, 2000 and still kicking.
Oh, yeah. This one is really still rocking and rolling.
Yeah, she is.
And you know what's interesting about the cover of the book, Reba? And I'm really praising God that the book is here for many reasons. One, of the fact that Jesus spoke twice about her. You'll find it in Mark and in Luke. Isn't it interesting? The very same passage, you'll locate it, you can find it in Mark and the book of Luke. Mm-hmm. So it was mentioned twice in the four Gospels, not just once.
Twice.
And when we get to that section of Knowing the Economy of God in our radio program, we'll talk more about giving and sacrificial giving and how that really emulates God's economy. So thank you for reading the 2 Timothy verse, Reba. That's great. I still haven't memorized it, but, you know, that's okay. I got to read it, so, you know.
Oh, you have it memorized. You're on me to memorize it.
I'm not sure I have, but I reread it, and after 50 tapings, we're getting some of it, most
of it. You
know,
it is so good. Do you want me to go ahead and talk about that right now?
Of course.
Okay, here we go. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
I love that verse. That is such a great verse. The key is, will I listen to it, obey it, change my heart to follow it, and humble myself to do what God is trying to do with me? Or, like in junior high, when the coach says, Meglia, do 20 push-ups, and I did 10 while he was looking the other way, and the other 10 I didn't do, and he said, oh, go take another lap. I saw that. How'd you see that, coach? You turned your back on me. He's like, I know you. I know you only do half of the exercises I give you. Go take a lap. So that's the key. Are we willing? Are we teachable? Are we coachable? Are we willing, Reba, to do what God says to do? If we're not, God's economy won't help us. We're not going to do it because we don't want it.
And we must understand that it is for our good.
It's for our good, not to hurt us.
Right.
But see, that's the key. We have to have our hearts prepared to be teachable and coachable and changeable. And trust me, Reba, my wife knows I'm not the easiest person to to be teachable and coachable. I can be a little strong-willed. And so when it comes to God's word, you know, we need to be flexible and to listen.
You know, I think most of us, we have those areas. And it's different for all of us, where we feel like we're holding on a little tighter, and we're really good at listening to God in area A and B, but this area C, oh, we're holding on a little tighter. And I find that it happens a lot with money.
Oh, especially
we'll
money.
Give our relationships. We'll give our kids.
Everything but the buck.
But the pocketbook. It's so hard.
Well, and that's why there's over 2,300 scriptures in the Bible about finances. And the recipe for us to understand God's economy, which is in the book, is number one, we have to cite the scripture. And there's 2,300 scriptures, Reba, plus on finances in the Bible, more than any other topic in the Bible.
There's a scripture for every situation we're going through.
There is. And that's why I wrote the book, is to say, okay, if you want to know how to live life, read this book, which is based on God's word, God's mm-hmm. economy. God's economy is his thinking, his teachings, what he says. And it is helpful to us, correcting, rebuking, training in righteousness. Mm-hmm. It's not about some financial expert or planner saying what to do. That's the key. So we cite the scripture. That's number one. Mm-hmm. We state the economic principles of that scripture, number two. Number three, we talk about normal application to everyday life. And number four, the prayer of change. Asking God to change my heart, change my life, to bring honor to him and to obey him, being part of his plan.
I think a lot of people struggle because they see these scriptures and sometimes they look so huge,
yeah.
especially when the conviction comes. You're like, oh, I haven't been doing this. How am I ever going to do this? It looks so big. I'm in so deep. Where do I start?
Well,
and it's that prayer of change.
Prayer of change, Reba. We have to have our hearts teachable and coachable. Mm-hmm. That means humility, not pride.
Mm-hmm.
Humility, not arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. And in God's economy, Reba, as we put in the book, what are the four anchors of God's economy that the book, the new book, is based on?
Oh, God, you guys have to get this book. You're really going to love it. And it really outlines really well how the first anchor is ownership.
Yes.
God's ownership.
His ownership.
Of the world.
Of everything.
Everything. The second one is stewardship.
Right.
We are stewards of this, not
right.
owners.
Not owners, to bring glory
to God.
To God, knowing that we will be accountable
mm-hmm.
for what we do and don't do. Someday.
What's the old saying? You can't take it with you?
Can't take it with you. In fact, that'll be one of our subjects we get into today.
Oh, good.
And then the third anchor, of course,
giving. The third is giving. Giving, giving, giving. And then the last one, which is, to me, every time I say this, it's just like this big light goes on in my head. Contentment.
Contentment.
When you do the first three, you get the fourth one.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, Reba, it's so important we know the word. It's not Tom or some other financial person that changes people. It's the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% infallible. 100% true, oldest and best-selling work in history. I mean, we've got to test it. First Thessalonians 5:21, Paul tells the Thessalonians, test and investigate everything.
Mm-hmm. You know, right now is such a pertinent time. The economy's changed so much. The cost of living here in Southern California has gone through the roof. Gas has gone through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's in your personal finances or on a business level, you're seeing the prices of everything increase.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stay content? How do you keep giving? How do you keep trusting in God when you're going through a time like that?
Well, for a Christian believer, it makes no sense to go off the road with no roadmap. It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is our roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
We say, what is God's will? Well, listen to him. How do you know what he's saying? Read the word.
It's in there.
What's the word? The Bible.
Mm.
That's what the Knowing the Economy of God book is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So, Reba, let's do this. Let's roll forward.
Okay.
We're starting a brand new series, Reba,
mm-hmm.
today. And the new series, which will encompass probably a month of shows, is on greed and the futility of riches.
Woo.
So that's our title of our new segment that we're rolling into now,
mm-hmm.
Greed and the Futility of Riches. So that's the next 4 weeks we'll be discussing everything regarding getting rich quick,
uh-huh.
indulgence,
uh-huh.
greed, the love of money, the futility of riches, of this kind of
thing. What you just named, that sounds like almost every primetime TV show that's on right
now. Well, I wouldn't know because I go to bed at 8:30.
I love TV, so I know. I'm constantly weeding through those. I'm like, please, where is a show I can watch?
8:30, Tom's asleep. Goodbye. So here's the verse for today, and then we'll have a lot of supportive verses.
Okay.
Okay. Proverbs 11:4. Comment on this, Reba, before the break, okay? Proverbs 11:4. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death.
Wow.
What's your comment on that?
You know, the first thing I think about is how often we need to hear that scripture. Because the whole message of the world we're living in right now is completely opposite. The message of the world is riches is your righteousness.
Right.
And that's the opposite of what God is saying to us.
Oh, I know.
And it doesn't make sense for us to hear the world's message 1,000 times a day and hear God's once a week.
Exactly.
If we're lucky.
If that's right, Reba. And that's very well put. And I think clearly, we need to realize what's going on here with this verse in Proverbs, because riches do not profit in the day of wrath. So let me throw out a couple of economic principles. We're going to start just with a couple today. We'll do a few each week for the month.
Okay.
And then if someone wants to purchase the entire situation, the greed and futility of riches segment, they can on the website.
Oh, great, great.
TheEconomyOfGod.com. So I'll throw out a couple of economic principles, and then we'll add some verses to that, okay? Number one, God is warning us, being rich won't help us on Judgment Day. So let's roll into our break.
Yeah, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss this as we continue with greed and the futility of riches. Stay with us. You're listening to Knowing the Economy of God. You can log on to the website, theeconomyofgod.com. Plenty of resources. Tom's new book, Knowing the Economy of God. And we would love to hear from you at 800-386-3700. We're going to continue right here.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share Knowing the Economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
And we're going to continue here with Knowing the Economy of God, your host Tom Meglia. We would love to hear from you, 800-386-3700. Visit us online at theeconomyofgod.com. Tom's new book is out. It's available, Knowing the Economy of God, a beautiful book that you make sure to pick up on online when you're on the site right now. Tom, we're going to continue.
Absolutely. And that first economic principle, again, is God is warning us. Being rich will not profit us on Judgment Day. Money doesn't get you into heaven and wipe out all your sins. Mm. And you can't pay God off.
No, you can't.
Number two, righteousness in Christ only, Jesus Christ, will save us from eternal damnation in hell, forever being in eternal hell. Only righteousness, which is those that have been saved through Jesus Christ. So money and all that wealth will not help on Judgment Day. I've got a few more supportive verses, Reba, I'd like to give you. And we're going to, again, take this slowly over the next month because this is something you can't just run through too quickly.
And so, this is something that I just encourage everybody, get these tapes, listen to them often. Greed and the Futility of Riches. This is something that is a spirit that is over Southern California at the least. I mean, it's all over the world, but here it is very thick.
Absolutely. And if someone misses the program, they can go on the website and hear a past program. So, Reba, let me read a two or three verses. How about if you comment?
Okay.
Okay, ready? How about this? Proverbs 18:11. A rich man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high wall in his own imagination.
Oh, wow.
Did you know, have you ever heard that verse before?
That's incredible. In his own imagination.
Uh-huh.
Talk about living in a fantasy world.
You got it.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, that is, we all need to be in the present state of mind and see things the way God sees things.
Right.
And here he's talking to man about a man who is using his riches to build a fantasy world.
Right. He thinks he's impregnable because he has a high wall in his mind. His money and riches means that no one can get through the wall, the fort.
Right.
I've got money. That's my strong city.
What do they say? The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Oh, absolutely, Reba. That's the scary part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To not have the protection of Jesus Christ on Judgment Day, a person is in big trouble.
Yeah, I've always thought that people with less to lose, they don't get as upset when they do lose it.
True.
The people who have a lot more to lose, those are the ones that jump out of windows.
I've seen those types. Yeah. I've worked with those types, Reba. So that's important in your own imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can get through me. I've got money to protect me. Nothing can hurt me. I've got the strong city. I built up my own strong city in my own imagination. Proverbs 18:11.
Mm-hmm.
We're fooling ourselves, Reba, if we think our money can insulate us from trouble.
Because no matter what you think you have right now, the fact is that greater people and cities have fallen than you.
Oh,
and
Rome,
Rome. And you don't want to be left in that moment without Christ.
Exactly. Absolutely not. I love that verse we just read, Reba.
Wow.
Okay, Proverbs 11:28. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf.
That's beautiful. That's inspiring for everyone out there. You know, if you're thinking, gosh, I see these wicked people prospering. I know a lot of people struggle with that. Why do the wicked prosper? Well, they will fall.
Oh, yes. Eventually they will. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah.
In fact, I have some verses for you on that, too.
Oh, okay.
But we'll just take a few at a time so it sinks in.
Right.
We don't want to inundate anyone too much.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 52:9. Behold the man who would not make God his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and was strong in his evil desire.
Behold.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, watch out.
Exactly.
Watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Big red flag. It's coming.
Big red flag.
Yeah.
Psalm 49:16-17.
Uh-huh.
Comment on this, Reba.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not descend after him.
Wow. And you're not talking about living a life of poverty.
No.
But these are people who are putting the wrong emphasis on their assets.
Right. It's their God.
Yes. And God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be able to bless others. Sometimes he just wants us to be blessed just so because he loves us.
Right.
But when we turn our focus off of God and on to these material things that we can't take with us, that we have no control over.
Right.
That's when there's a problem.
Exactly. The riches themselves aren't the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's Exodus 20:3, where God says, I am the Lord your God. You will have
no other gods,
mm-hmm. no other gods before me.
Mm-hmm.
I am your God, your one and only God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a jealous God, no false gods, no other gods, nope.
And it's easy to do. It happens like that.
Yeah.
One moment, you know, you're in your quiet time with God, you know, things are going great. And it usually comes, in my experience, through a little bump in the road.
Right.
And all of a sudden you focus on that little bump and then you spend the next 5 years focusing on the road instead of looking at God.
Exactly.
The bump's gone. The bump was gone 5 years ago, but you still haven't gotten your eye off the road.
Well, and that's where we haven't learned our lessons. That's why 2 Timothy 3:16 is right. We've got to learn. We still have to learn, Reba. So when we look at these economic principles, I'll throw a couple of economic principles now into the equation. The word want, Reba, with no boundary, leads to greed. Think about that. The word want with no boundary, no limitation, can and oftentimes does lead to greed. Okay, that's very important to know that. And we need to think about that because everyone has a certain number of or amount of wants.
Mm-hmm.
And without a limitation, it just has no ending, no limitation. And that does end
so
up
it's the,
in a greed format.
The word want could be like a pendulum swinging back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And if it swings too far one direction, you could end up in trouble.
Well, sure, because people keep stretching their standards of living. And their standards of living never have contentment, never have borders or boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
There is no contentment. The standard of living just keeps on getting higher and growing and expanding.
I love to hear about those like celebrities or really wealthy people who say, you know, we didn't give our kids everything they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They were raised. They had to work for their allowance. They had to do things around the house. They got what every other kid got. Right. I love hearing those stories.
I do too, but I don't see it very often.
I don't either. They're stories.
When I went to Arcadia High School back in 73 and 74, uh-huh. I mean, those kids had everything, and I drove this old station wagon that was so embarrassing, and some of those kids for graduation got, you know, brand new Porsches.
Wow.
And I'm driving this old station wagon. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I better park it way away from the high school parking lot in Arcadia because I didn't want anyone to see me driving it.
Right.
And they were given new Porsches I got this little Seiko watch for my graduation gift. I'll never forget that. Isn't that something?
That is.
You know, back in 74. Uh-huh. And my friends and most of them got new cars, especially Porsches.
Wow.
And famous cars, that kind of thing.
Oh, and we see today our kids are both the same age, 10 years old, and their kids are just, they have every single thing.
Yeah, but see, there's
problems there.
That leads to problems when they're adults.
When they're older. At 10 years old, some of the kids you can see the problem, see it being a problem, but the rest of them, it'll show later.
Absolutely. Reba, before I go to some applications, mm-hmm. okay, we have time. I'm going to give you one more verse.
Okay.
Then we'll hold some of the verses back until next week.
Okay.
Okay, Ecclesiastes 1:14. I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after the wind. So that's pretty interesting, and that leads to some applications, okay? So here, I promised applications, mm-hmm. like we do in the book. Something we need to know as we live, Reba, greed is an insatiable desire for wealth or gain. It's a flame that doesn't extinguish. It's a flame that doesn't extinguish, and that's because there's no limits or boundaries. Mm-hmm. More is never enough. Just one more million, I remember someone told me about 8 years ago at a seminar I did. If I could just get one more million. He already had several.
Wow.
He wanted just one more.
Wow.
It's never enough.
Mm-mm.
Okay? So Jesus Christ saves you, not wealth. We need to remember that. Now, someone may be driving around right now saying, I already knew that. Well, it's how you live and what you do today that emulates what you really believe in mm-hmm. your soul. Okay? That's the key. What you do says what you believe.
Right.
The way you live mm-hmm. says what you truly hold in your heart. So those are just a few things I wanted to cover, Reba. Let me do the prayer of change.
Let's hear the prayer.
I think it's important, Reba. I really do. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for your scripture, your guiding map, Lord. Help us to do what you say and to be humble and teachable, Lord. Help us to follow you, knowing your plan is better than any plan we can come up with. Thank you, Father God. We love you. Thank you for your love for us. We give you all the praise, Lord. And Lord, if you do bless us with riches, help us to turn them over to ministries and to places that would bring people to you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, we would love to hear from you. 800-386-3700. Also, go online. Get a copy of this book. We all struggle in different areas in our finances. Knowing the Economy of God, Tom's new book, is going to pinpoint that area in your heart that you need to get back in line with the Word of God so that God can use your finances and continue to work in your life in that area. Like I said, theeconomyofgod.com is the website. Log on. We'd also love to hear from you at 800-386-3700. Tom?
If people would like to know, Reba, how do I apply this into a financial plan, an estate plan, a business plan? I would love to sit down with them and talk to them about how to apply what the book says and what we're talking about to a financial game plan.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a ring and we'll do that. We'll set up a meeting or something, 800-386-3700. And I think that's the key, Reba, is mm-hmm. sometimes people need coaches and helpers and assistants and planners to say, okay, I agree with what you're doing. Now, how do I put this into practice?
Put it into their lives.
Yes. And let's not step in the hole in the street like we've done in the past. Let's get some help, avoid the holes, and get a game plan going. And that's what I do. I've been a financial planner for 28 years. So let's do it.
That's right. You need a financial planner that's got that's looking for the heart of God. And that's not just running off in his own tangents. And also you need a copy of this book, Knowing the Economy of God, hot off the press. This is a beautiful book. You're going to love it. It's going to minister to you. Pick up a couple because I'm sure you know some other people that could use this ministry as well. TheEconomyOfGod.com. We'll see you next week right here.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.